Our story begins at Channel 6. Gretchen is working at her desk when she receives a call from Charlie.
Hello, Gretchen Stiles.
Hey, pretty lady. You sound so professional.
Well, I am at the office. And in this cubicle, the entire world can hear my conversations.
Aw, shucks. Guess it doesn't leave us much room for any risque conversations.
Exactly. You get the picture?
Of course. If you think about it, Miss Gretchen, no one can hear what I'm saying.
Save it for our next date, Charlie.
Really? I think I like the sound of that.
I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you. Now learn your trust making memories of
welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, well, that just kind of slipped out.
Well, I'm glad it did. So, I guess since we're both clear that we have yet another date coming up, maybe we can start, I don't know, defining what this all means to us?
Yeah. And as much as I would love to do that, my cube is not exactly the place I want to be having that conversation with you.
Okay, I guess we'll just have to wait and discuss it over dinner tonight. At my place.
Dinner at your place. Since when do you cook?
I'll let you know, Miss Gretchen. I happen to be able to cook up a mean meatloaf. But if you'd like to play it on the safe side, I could have a nice dinner brought in.
Well, I have to work until 7.
That'll do. I don't have a curfew. What do you say?
All right, sure. As long as you're not doing the actual cooking.
So you don't trust me. I tell you, I've cooked up about, I don't know, 10 meatloafs in my time, and only 9.5 of them came out, well, a little less than edible.
Well, am I wrong?
I guess not.
Look, I have to finish up my story on the Antiques Roadshow. This is, I swear, the most intense news I've gotten to cover so far.
Wow, how exciting. Next thing you know, you'll be covering the lawns being mowed at Central Park or something.
Dare to dream. I'll call you later.
Okay. See you soon.
Got a hot date tonight?
Kyle, were you listening to my phone conversation?
I came to talk to you about work. Do you think you're free to do that now, or do you need to make any other personal calls first?
At the rec center, Chuck is working at the front desk when Zoe walks up.
Hey, Chuck.
Zoe, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. I didn't want to leave my father, but I had to finish up my classes and get back to work. Not that you care about any of that.
You know, I'm not the bad guy y'all make me out to be.
It doesn't matter, Chuck. All that matters now is telling Stacy that Zelda was her mother.
Zoe, you know we can't do that.
We have to find out what Stacy knows about this.
Stacy who? What are you two talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Fine. I'll be at the punching bag if you need me.
Is she having a bad day?
Boyfriend troubles.
She's just about Zelda's age when she first met you.
Don't remind me.
Hey, Chuck, how's it going?
It's going. How are you doing, Joe?
Not too bad. I'm getting my old job back soon, so I'll be off the beat.
That's good news. Joe, this is Zoe Jessup. Zoe, this is Joe Zagas. He works for the NYPD.
Oh, hi. Are you the one who helped us find my sister's things?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. You were Kathy Summers' sister?
Well, her name was Zelda, but yes.
I'm sorry about your loss. We lost a lot of people in that church fire.
I was still holding out hope until recently that my sister would turn up alive.
I'm sure it's hard to lose a family member like that.
Yeah. Look, I'll leave you two alone. Chuck, we need to finish this conversation later. I want to do something about Stacy as soon as possible. You can't put me off forever.
We'll talk, Zoe.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
You too.
So, are you here to work out?
Yep, but first, who was that girl? Was she your girlfriend?
No. Why?
Do you know she's dating anyone? I love girls with southern accents.
Look, Joe, you don't want to go there. Trust me.
At Manhattan Monthly, Adriana has just arrived at Alexandra's office.
This is your office. It's nice.
It'll do. I'd rather have Blake's office.
Well, maybe someday.
So how's the job search going? I don't know why you feel like you have to find a job right away.
I need to do something constructive with my life. I can't sit around.
What you should be doing is confronting Zach Jessup about your daughter.
He's not going to tell us anything. Hello, Rex.
At her studio apartment, Heidi answers a knock on the door.
Hi, can I help you?
Are you Heidi Bradford?
Yes.
Then you certainly can. Stop sleeping with my son.
What? Who are you?
I'm Connie Richards, Clint's mother. You know, 16-year-old Clint.
Oh, did Clint tell you to come here?
No, of course not. I came on my own to give you a warning. Stay away from Clint or you're going to jail.
Jail? What are you talking about?
My son is 16 and you're over 21 if I'm not mistaken. So sleeping with him puts you in the line of fire for statutory rape charge.
Rape? Miss Richards, I promise you that what happened between Clint and me was not rape. I didn't seduce him.
My son had a girlfriend, Heidi, a 16-year-old girlfriend. And now they're broken up, and Clint is a mess because of what you did.
I didn't do anything. Clint and I were both upset, and it just happened.
Please say no more. I'm not here to find out all the gory details. I'm just here to get your word that you won't see my son again.
Clint and I are friends. What happened was a one-time thing.
I asked him to swear it wasn't going to happen again, and he couldn't. Can you swear to me that you'll never sleep with my son again?
Look, Clint and I aren't romantically involved, okay? But if something happens between us again, it happens. I'm not going to promise you something just to appease you when I have no intention of keeping that promise. That is not who I am.
Well, that's a shame for you now, isn't it?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.